Welcome to a brand new episode of the Z2 Podcast, where three friends are joined around a table to record a brand new episode. I'm really sad because the Tottenham Hotspurs lost by 2 points today, and my name is Zach, and join with me is the guy drinking coffee. How Zach. Come he gets to do that? Like, every time I get drink or eat into the mic, I get yelled at.
I never do it.
And our Broncos fanatic.
That's me, Steven. Broncos winning 21-3 right now.
Can you tell I didn't have an intro today?
No.
Is that it's like the last 3 weeks. I've been having a really hard time coming up with an intro. I guess I could have talked about Star Wars.
Or SpongeBob or anything.
Like, did you see the new Star Wars animated series that came out? It's almost YouTube-esque.
Rebellion or, one?
No. It's on YouTube, not YouTube-esque. It's anime-esque. It's called Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures, and it's done in, like, anime-styled coloring and
is
everything.
Is this different from the other one that they were talking about?
Yes. So there's the current one that's Resistance that's on Disney, and then this one's Galaxy of Adventures, which are, like, canonical stories that take place in the Star Wars universe, kind of like how they had the Women of Star Wars series. With, like, Leia, Ahsoka, Hera, Leia.
I mean, why didn't they just give it, like, an actual unique name, like Marvel Rising, where it's just a female-led show that has its own unique name?
Well, I don't remember what the Lady of Star Wars one was called.
So it's not actually called Women of Star Wars. Okay, good.
But it started all female.
That's really
characters.
Bad. That's really just, like, yeah, we couldn't think of anything clever here.
Yeah. But that's really cool. You can check it out on YouTube. It's like,
if you need more Star Wars in your life.
It's different scenes from the Star Wars films readapted into, like, 2 minute clips on YouTube, just all anime style.
Why did I look over and see Frosty the Snowman dancing?
Frosty the Snowman is probably a lich.
Okay.
Can we fight a Lich King in the Dungeons & Dragons campaign and it's just Frosty the Snowman?
Do you want to?
I think that'll be the moment we all die, because I almost died in our last battle, and we still don't have a solid healer. And we probably won't have a healer.
Not until I dual class.
God. It's like,
and
what,
who's to say I haven't already?
Who knows? What? We have questions for you.
Yeah, we kind of gave away one of the bigger twists that you didn't know about by accident on last week's podcast.
Again, you discussed this at the table.
I mean, it makes
Zach
sense when
just walked
you
away
were
from
talking
the
about
table.
Wings. I'm just like, what? Why the fuck is he talking about wings? Why does he need wings?
Because I get beautiful wings.
Zach going down a rabbit hole with Frosty.
I've already looked
snowman.
At the ASMR class, so I know how it works.
You need
her race.
Said, I don't know how the fallen ASMR works, because I've made one of those. But
all right, so to continue on with the actual show, Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants, passed away at 57 years old. It's very sad. I've never watched SpongeBob.
Though. Really?
Was it,
never
that,
watched
that was,
a single thing.
That was my reaction, too. Mine, I think, and the moment came out as more of a, I think you're lying.
Nah.
But it was more of a, I find that hard to believe, just because everyone has seen an episode of SpongeBob at least one time in their life.
Well, it's like, I've never actively watched it. I never really chose to. Like, I'm sure it's probably been on a TV while I'm in a public area.
It's still going on.
I know. That's the thing. It's like, so, like, I've never.
God, you were really fucking hot this week.
I've never actually, like, set my mind into watching SpongeBob, but, like, it's one of those things I have understood the references.
I'll tell you right now. No one set their mind into watching SpongeBob.
It just kind of happened, and then you're
I'm sure, like,
there.
Kids do. It's like, oh, SpongeBob's on tonight, Mom, at 5 o'clock.
No, it's SpongeBob's on, brain turns off.
Although it probably, like, influenced an entire generation of kids' humor styles.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the, like, middle, like, not early SpongeBob, but, like, I want to say, like, 2005 to, like, 2008 was probably, like, some of the best SpongeBob jokes there were.
Well, it's like, again, it's that concept of, like, I know the memes, I know the jokes.
Yeah, that's, like, where all the memes come from, is, like, like a certain period of SpongeBob.
Yeah, we were listening to Chumbawamba today at the bar, or the pub. It was on in the background during halftime, and everyone was like, oh, you either Chumba or you Wumba. Like, you just, like, turn it around, and you're in Wumba mode. You never want to be in Wumba mode. You always want to be in Chumba mode.
There's Wombo. Wombology, the study of Wombo? Come on.
Never forget, they made an entire analogy of Aquaman in Fuck. What was Barnacle Boy supposed to be?
It was Batman and Robin.
Right.
Like, but mixed with Aquaman and, I guess, Aqualad.
Yeah.
I know those characters. And, like, they had a villain that wore, like, latex.
Yeah, he was, he was supposed to be Black Manta, but Manta Ray, I think his name was.
I think so.
It's a little on the nose.
Yeah. No, it was supposed to be
It was like, we know what you're doing, SpongeBob.
We know exactly what you're doing. But, man, only 57. Like, a lot of these creators are dying really early. Like, it's really sad.
Yeah. It's a wonder what SpongeBob would have been. But it's still going, so we don't have to wonder.
It's gotten really weird. Yeah. I've seen clips. I'm just like, what the fuck has happened?
Well, it's like how Fairly OddParents, like after like Butch Hartman left actively being on Fairly OddParents, like, Timmy now has to share his godparents with another family.
It started going downhill, and then it's like, all right, we need to spice this up. New main character, but we can't get rid of Timmy. So let's make it to where there's a shortage of fairies, so since Timmy's life is going okay now, he has to share his fairies with another girl.
And it just bums me out because, you know, the live-action Drake Bell movies just didn't do well.
They made, like, 4 of them still.
I thought it was only 2.
Was it only two?
I think it was... I could have sworn there was
2 or 3.
Grow Up Timmy Turner, and then there's the Christmas one.
Yeah.
But I think there was another one.
Was there another one?
All right, so he was looking that up.
Again, but it begs the question of, was SpongeBob always that dumb? Or what, yes. Are we just, like, now, like, realizing?
Well, remember, it was originally pitched to Adult Swim, and they turned
that's
it down.
That's true, yeah.
And then it went to Nickelodeon, and they said to, like, tone it down a bit, I guess.
Yeah, because early SpongeBob is fucking weird.
Well, like, yeah, because I remember...
There were 3. Oh, it was...
It's amazing it got 3.
A Fairly Odd Movie, Grow Up Timmy Turner.
Holy shit, I was right.
A Fairly Odd Christmas.
Nicely done.
And then A Fairly Odd Summer.
I knew there was a Christmas one.
Yeah. Because it's Christmas in California where they shot it, so they had to do, like, the fake CGI snow or the...
No, I didn't say start it, goddammit.
Where's our live-action Jimmy Neutron, Drake Bell team-up?
Who knows? What? Can we get a revival of Danny Phantom at some point?
They've been teasing it, and Butch Hartman says he's pitched it multiple times. And it's just not gonna happen. You should follow him on Twitter and his YouTube channel. Like, it's really cool hearing him talk to about like how in-depth he did with all the series. And it's like, here's what would have happened if Danny Phantom continued. And remember, the last episode/movie was the Infinity Gauntlet. Because they had to go around cross-country tour, collect stones.
He did it first!
The most second ambitious Marvel crossover.
It's weird, but... It's one of those things where I haven't watched SpongeBob in
I haven't either, but
4 or 5 years.
I mean, you still see memes pop up all the time. You're like, oh yeah,
meme. Is this you? Yes. Yeah. But this, no. I'm like, got it. Yeah, I understand this joke.
They were trying to teach him to be a good person, and the exercise was he needed to give Patrick his wallet back because Patrick dropped his wallet. He's like, sir, is this your wallet? No. But this is your ID in here. Yes. So this is your wallet. No. And wound up him beating the shit out of Patrick.
Or the episode where Plankton has to teach SpongeBob to be more assertive. Now give it to him! You can have it! It's like SpongeBob is too pure for this world. He can't be mean.
Can we do like a nostalgia episode? Like, I'm sure there's other
everything from like 40-year-olds
that listen to us that are just like... teenagers.
The goddamn SpongeBob.
Goddamn millennials.
Yeah, I was at a holiday party... And it's like all of the normal people that hang out at HOJ. It's like, so Z2, huh? It's like, yeah. It's like, so you guys like Thinking Outside the Long Box? I'm like, we're like the PG version.
We're like them like 20 years younger, probably.
I said we're not them.
Yet.
I'd say we're like the All That to their Saturday Night Live.
That's a good one.
That's a very good analogy there.
Yeah. It's like, you know, we see the line. We don't ever cross it, though.
When we do, moments. We back it up.
We find the line and we're like, we just move it a couple inches.
We don't have...
There's a little curve in the line from when we want to go past it.
We haven't gotten to butt plug talk yet. Like, in-depth talk about it, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully we never reach that point.
But well, Zach, one day, if you look at today's notes, there's a Spyro dildo.
What do you think the NFL petition is for now? So the next point, in conjunction with Steven Hillenburg... Is there is now a petition out there for the NFL during halftime to play Sweet Victory, which would be the best thing ever. And I'm just trying to think of, like, at my parents' Super Bowl party, that song started playing. I'd be like, yeah, so, fuck yeah.
Zach, do you know
what's the marching band?
Yes, song? The marching band episode where they have to play at the Bubble Bowl, is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, when I was in a marching band in high school, people showed me this clip because I said I had no idea what
it's one of the greatest things ever.
Sorry, I got like powdered runs in my
I doubt they'll ever this will happen, but it would be fucking incredible if they did it.
Who's playing at the Super Bowl?
I was just about to ask who.
I don't even know. It's some it's crap again.
Is the Eiffel 65? I just learned today that they're still active.
No, they are?
They haven't released an album since 2003, but they tour.
Dude,
I'm still waiting for the day that they finally give in and let Metallica play the halftime show.
God.
Everyone's been petitioning for years for
it. The Unforgiven 2? There's three of them now.
There's three of them.
The Unforgiven
4. They're so old, though, now.
Halftime show.
Is it Pharrell? Has Pharrell played yet?
Yes, he's played like twice, I think.
Has Marshmallow played yet? Because I don't
know. He would probably. Yeah, I could see that happening.
That's right. It's Maroon 5.
Again? Did they do last year?
No. Last 5 was Justin Timberlake. Remember the selfie kid?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Didn't they bring Backpack Kid on?
No, that was Katy Perry in the Meme Awards or something like that.
No, that was Katy Perry on Saturday Night Live.
Oh. But yeah, it's like, it's all like, ugh. Okay. Yeah,
do you think Maroon 5 will Fortnite dance?
I mean, granted, the Super Bowl is just a giant advertiser spree at this point. Nobody gives a shit about the game half the time. Except unless you're a fan of the team playing.
Football's still going, right?
Football is still happening. Foosball is a thing, Zach.
Yes, foosball is soccer. Foosball is German for soccer. That's why a foosball table soccer.
Zach just gave me the most blank look.
Well, I was going to say, it was that moment of like...
It's called foosball for the longest time.
Fuck, the connections are there. Well, I think you call it foosball because of the water boy.
Well, yeah, I was bringing that up.
Because of Mama Boucher. He's like, I don't want you playing no foosball.
Foosball is the devil.
He's the devil.
Devil. Well, I brought that up because one of my coworkers' fantasy team's name this year was foosball is the devil.
Thank you, Mama Boucher.
People have taken my name of Madden the Gathering and used it as their team name.
Nice.
I'm really upset. But,
your joke has backfired.
This is like one petition that I'm just like, yes, somebody make this happen, please. Because that would be amazing.
I'm tired of like every time it's like something happens, like, no, petition for this. I'm like, fuck off. But I was like, petition for sweet victory. Yes.
Please.
NFL, come on.
Speaking of, I brought this up, I should have put this on the notes, but so since Netflix got the Evangelion streaming rights.
Holy shit, I can watch it?
Yeah, you can watch it. Well,
you're not going to because you're still on Square and Logan,
which
was our deal this winter.
Well, we still haven't finished Madoka.
We got partway through.
You should just binge that one
Well,
Saturday.
No, Steve and I started so binging close. Yuki Yuna instead.
Yeah, we got halfway through that and stopped that too.
Because I haven't been home.
You just go to bed right away.
Went to bed at 6:30 on Friday. It was the best. Yeah, I slept for 12 hours.
It was you came home. Hey good
bye.
Night.
I was like, okay. I was trying to talk to Zach, and I realized Zach wasn't even in the kitchen anymore.
Yeah. Like, he's looking at his phone. I'm like, hey, did you see that? What's that up? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're gone.
That's why I decided to go to bed. Zach wasn't around anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, side note. So there's a rumor floating around that since Netflix got the streaming rights, they might redub it. And what people want, like a lot of the original cast are like coming out and saying like, hey, it'd be cool if we could work on this again. But if not, can we at least fucking consult on this? Because we know those lines. We worked on this fucking show before.
It's like how... because of SAG-AFTRA, Ashley Burch wasn't able to voice Chloe anymore.
Right, because of the strike.
And then,
but this is like
she became a consultant on Life is Strange Before the Storm.
Yeah, but this is there's no strike going on. It's more of Netflix is Netflix, and they're probably just gonna cast people.
Right. It's like right now they're redoing or like they're remastering Gundam Seed, and they lost all of Kira's lines.
Or how Troy Baker isn't in the Tales of Vesperia. Definitive.
He is, but the new scenes
the new
that were
lines.
Only in the international version, they didn't even ask him to come back, which pisses me the fuck off. Come on.
Like, most of these actors Troy Baker, will
he said want he to wanted to come back and do Yuri Lowell.
But at the same time, do you think that some of these studios are like looking at it's like, ooh, that would be pricey to have them come back at this
it's
point.
Fucking Bandai Namco. They've gotten money.
They have all the rights to the Tales games.
But
Digimon,
do they want to spend it?
Gunpla.
They have Soul Calibur.
That doesn't mean they're going to spend it.
Dude,
though.
Soul Calibur 6 came out.
Yeah.
Looks great.
We need to play that sometime. I need to play Geralt.
There are some. I haven't played a Soul Calibur game since Darth Vader
since
was in it.
Two?
So is that the one with Link?
Two was Darth Vader, right?
No, four.
Four? Okay. No, I thought four was Yoda.
Yeah, it was Yoda was on Xbox, Darth Vader was PS4.
Okay.
They had console exclusive fighters.
So that means I just didn't even own the game. Yeah, I realized.
I had it on GameCube, so I had Link.
Yep.
That was two.
Yeah, that was two.
Yeah.
Because it was Link in the GameCube version, Spawn in Xbox... And I think Heihachi from Tekken was in the PlayStation version.
You know, let's just bring back all the other fighters, like Marvel Rise of the Imperfects. Come
Dude,
on.
Fuck yes. I'm glad someone else remembers that. That was fucking amazing.
I have no idea what that is.
They made a brand new cast of characters.
It was
in the
like
Marvel
an arena
universe.
Fighter.
Okay.
It was their kind of like
Smash
tip
this
the hat
week.
In. I almost bought a GameCube controller because of Smash this week. They had a Pikachu GameCube controller, and I was just staring at it. And then I went to go to checkout, and the lady's like, oh, looks like you're going to have a fun weekend as I'm buying, like, all this frozen food like a fat ass. And she's like, huh, Pikachu, pretty cool. And I'm like, this lady's already judging. Oh, it's not mine. It's a present.
It's for my brother.
Like, oh, okay.
It doesn't exist.
I'm like, you're already judging me.
I'm running out of time for those, like, purchases that just make me, like, look like I'm 12 when my brother's still, like, sick. He's only 16. It's like, I'm running out of time here before that's I can use that excuse anymore.
I was going to say, I've done that before. I was like, I want to buy this. Hey, can I get a gift receipt for my brother? Or for my cousin?
This is for my goddaughter. She really likes Pikachu.
What was this?
It's like, yes, this is for my niece. She loves Megazords.
It's like how I really want to buy the Gingy Fortnite Funko, just because it's Lannan. I don't want to buy it because it's Fortnite. I associate that character only with Lannan.
I love how you're not you're afraid to wear your Bloody Legend shirt to school because just you don't want to get called out by your kids.
There's so many of my kids that watch Laserbeam, and I'm so direly against Fortnite. Oh, Michael Keok, I think that's how you say his last name, and I had to do. To Matt Renwick yesterday, where we had to explain to Matt what Fortnite was and why it's popular.
Okay.
And
what was
like,
what was your answer? I want to hear this.
It's free.
You can play it on anything.
It's the biggest thing on YouTube. And YouTube, because no one has cable anymore, YouTube is where everyone gets their content from.
It's visually appealing.
Yeah, it's cartoony. It's not
colorful.
Necessarily violent.
So you shoot someone, there's no blood. It's
yeah. So this is all the stuff
and you can
Mike
literally
and I were telling
play
Matt.
On a toaster.
Yeah, and I was telling Matt this, and it's like, so if I'm on Switch and you're on Xbox, we can play together. I'm like, yes. He's like, that's so cool. I'm never gonna play it, but that's cool because Matt was telling me about all of the games he's been playing on the Switch, like Dead Cells and a couple other. And I'm like, huh.
I need to finish Hyper Light Drifter. That's my goal this week. Now that I beat the story in Assassin's Creed, I'm going to beat Hyper Light Drifter before Smash comes out.
Steve, you would have been mad. We were talking about Final Fantasy, and I'm like, how much I love 15. And then Matt's like, 7's the best. And then Eric comes out of the corner with 7 up in his hands, and then Mike comes around, 7. And then we're like, can we all agree 10 is number 2 then? And they're like, yeah, we all agree 10 is number 2.
Like,
I
don't see where I'd get mad.
Six
I was waiting
cool.
for you to say, like, we can all agree 9 sucks. Then I'd have to fight some people. Then some people might have to die.
Like, there's
but we can universally agree. 8. Ugh. Squall is just...
I love Squall.
I love Squall.
So whiny. Like, if people complain about Hope being whiny, do they forget about Squall?
Hope wasn't that whiny.
He wasn't.
Hope was so whiny!
For like
his mother
for like
died.
Half of it,
yeah.
And then he gets over
and
it.
And then he blames Snow because he couldn't save him. You made my mother die.
But then he fucking got over it.
Yeah, after he summoned the giant fucking castle spirit out of his
character development.
Still fucking whiny as fuck.
Me.
Exactly. Hope.
Shh. Yeah, they were talking about how much they didn't like 15 because the action stops. It's like, I hate the campfire scenes. I'm like, no, that's the best part.
It's those emotional moments.
It's a bromance.
It's like the Chocobros. He's like, what did you just call them?
Yeah, they're the Chocobros. Fight me.
Dude, all right, yeah. Speaking of video games, you need those the games. Keelys are coming up.
Yes.
Also, or also game this week.
Oh, okay, there's three. Hang on. Let me get my time code.
Do they have the lists out?
Yes, yeah, the nominations have been out.
Nominees are out. Voting is up right now.
Ooh.
And shockingly, most of the games up for Game of the Year are all single player based. The only different is Monster Hunter World,
yeah,
which can be played single player, but it's better multiplayer.
I'm surprised that one got the nomination for Game of the Year too. It's a good game.
Yeah, it's finally getting the recognition it deserves.
Yeah, we got the Keelys on Thursday. Kind of Funny Games Showcase on Saturday, which is going to be actually surprisingly big from the sound of it. Like, for all those who don't know, Kind of Funny, small internet personality streaming group.
Formerly IGN.
Yes. Greg Miller, when they announced PSX wasn't happening this year, they decided to, they're like, all right, we'll hold our own showcase to show off just indie games and whatever anybody wants to be on it on the Saturday after the Game Awards. And he got bombarded with things. And he was like, holy shit, this is going to be bigger than we ever expected.
All right. So speaking of the Game Awards, let's create the national Z2 vote currently.
Okay.
So Game of the Year is either Assassin's Creed Odyssey, mm-hmm. Celeste, mm-hmm. God of War, mm-hmm. Spider-Man, mm-hmm. Monster Hunter World, or Red Dead 2.
Yeah, I haven't gone around to playing Celeste or Red Dead.
I have played two of these games and watched Steven play two.
Celeste is such a quick game, too.
I'm tied between
three
of them. You'll never guess which three.
Oh, man.
Is it the three you've played?
Yes. I played almost all of them.
You played Odyssey, played God of War, you played Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Oh, you played World, mm-hmm. Yeah. You haven't played Red Dead or Celeste, though.
I gotta give it to God of War. Like, Odyssey's real good, but I felt like God of War had such a well-paced narrative, and like the way they built that world was just so cool. The fact that they like revamped that franchise to what they made it into.
Well, because I'm trying to think of, I don't think it's gonna go to Assassin's Creed. I love that game and all.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm gonna take that off the list. But now I'm between God of War and Spider-Man. As just finishing Spider-Man last night, fuck, it was good.
Oh wow, did you already beat the story in it?
Oh yeah,
holy shit.
He was like 50% earlier this week when I was home.
But yeah, it's.
Think it's a tie for like what game has the best story, and from what people say, Red Dead has like an amazing storyline.
People either love it or they're like, I didn't really like the story that much.
And when I go for Game of the Year, I don't just think story. I think of story, mechanics, mm-hmm. just the
such a
overall
package. Game.
But so is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Everything is so fluid in that game, but so what is blue? God of War.
Yeah, God of War is just so satisfying with the axe mechanics.
I don't know. This is my Sophie's choice right now.
I'm just going to vote Celeste.
Have you even played
best
Celeste?
Best ongoing game, yes.
Throw it on God of War.
Yeah.
I'll change my vote to God of War.
Best ongoing game. Destiny 2 Forsaken. Fortnite. Good. No Man's Sky. Damn. Overwatch. Mm-hmm. Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh man!
I know what you want to vote. Just
what? See,
game
I wouldn't
has
even really
play.
See, I wouldn't even really vote for Overwatch personally, just because it's had so many meta problems that Blizzard still hasn't been able to figure out.
I honestly, and this is not just me being a fanboy, would say Destiny, Forsaken revived that game.
Out of all those, I would have to.
It's just such like a middle finger to people,
right?
Likes,
but Siege has just been. Here's some
operators. It's been
operators.
Coasting along. It's been,
like,
it's been doing
we
well.
We do the balance changes, but Forsaken revived a whole game.
Well, you can say the same thing about like the latest No Man's Sky update.
True, but No Man's Sky also, well, they kind of revamped themselves last year, though. This year was more of like, all right, we're fine-tuning everything else.
Okay. All right, well, I'll play Destiny.
Yeah, I got to give it to like, the fact that Destiny turned its whole story around with the latest expansion.
There's... The annual pass starts on Tuesday, and I'm excited for
I'm
Black
just looking
Armory.
At all these games I haven't played, because I've only played Siege.
Because you
this
played
year.
Siege, World of Final Fantasy, and Pokemon.
Octopath Traveler.
And Octopath. Okay. So if Octopath's on there, you might
I think it is. I think it's for art direction.
Peggle?
When did you play Peggle?
I always play Peggle.
Yeah, fair point.
I have it on my phone. Puzzle Quest. Bang Dream, the rhythm game with idol girls, and one of them is a bear. So one of them is in a bear costume, but no one thinks she's an actual girl. They all just think she's a bear.
So it's like a reverse Teddy from Persona 4. Just Teddy, yes. Teddy is just a boy dressed in a bear costume, and they all think he's just a bear, but he's not.
No, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's a girl in a bear costume, but they all think she's a bear.
Well, Teddy goes deeper than that. I mean,
yeah.
He's a giant empty teddy bear created from the shadows that somehow manifests a boy inside of the costume.
I found a rhinestone.
Where did that even come
from? Bedazzle that, Mike, yo.
No, stop.
All right, continuing on the list.
Best game direction, A Way Out, which I forgot came out this year. Detroit. God of War, Spider-Man, Red Dead.
Best game direction. I haven't played it, but from watching playthroughs of Detroit, they did a really good job on that.
They're just, from what I understand, they're still like, they're very like clear of what their objective in the game is. Is like, this is an analogy for the 1960s.
Not even just the 1960s nowadays.
Civil rights.
Yeah.
I really did like A Way Out.
Oh, yeah, it was a good one, too, but...
As a clarification, awarded to a game studio for outstanding creative vision and innovation in a game direction and design. Hmm. With that, I would say A Way Out, personally. Because Detroit
is just still, heavy rain.
Yeah, with their...
God of War is just...
It's a good. It's a good revamp of the God of War franchise, but it doesn't necessarily do anything new. They just made it really good.
Yeah, I can see A Way Out just being that... Couch co-op,
it's something way different.
Yeah. So at the same time, I feel like Red Dead probably could get that, just the way like Red Dead plays like a movie, and like they made it like very much like this is a very slow cinematic experience that we did on
purpose.
Really
slow and cinematic.
Yeah. And Spider-Man, it's just it's a fast Arkham game, like it's a faster paced Arkham game.
Yeah.
Okay. Way Out.
Okay. Sure.
Best narrative for outstanding storytelling and narrative development in a game.
Ah, shit.
Detroit, God of War, Life is Strange.
Ah.
Two.
But it's only one. Yeah, it's episode one. Yeah.
Only episode one. Spider-Man and Red Dead.
That's a tough one. those are all.
Can
good
we
options.
See like a trend of who's getting all the awards? God of War, Spider-Man, Red Dead.
And weird, they're all single player.
Single player linear storytelling is dead.
No one wants linear stories anymore.
We all want microtransactions.
Rockstar cackling in the far off distance in their pile of money. Oh god, why?
That was really loud.
That was very loud.
It's banana.
It's a banana.
I don't know.
Oh god, man.
See, the problem is I've only played God of War on that list.
I've not played any of these. Well, I did play Detroit.
Well, and I'm also going off of like streams I've watched or like other people playing it.
I mean, personally, I give it to God of War because that narrative is very, very well done. But again, I haven't played Spider-Man. Haven't played Red Dead. I have no idea what happens.
What do you mean Doc Ock is evil? What?
Dude, it's on the list for later. I'm going to talk about Spider-Man, but fuck that game.
And not
saying fuck that game, like fuck that game.
Yeah, I watched someone play the end of the game. I'm like, wow, that was really good,
dude. Even the build up to before the end of the game.
Yeah. So we're just gonna skip that category.
Yeah,
best art direction: Assassin's Creed Odyssey, God of War, Octopath Traveler, Red Dead 2, Return of the Obra Dinn.
Oh, have you guys seen this game?
It's the black and white comic one.
Yeah, it's so, like, that's a very weird game to look at.
I can only say because it's the thumbnail.
Okay.
I would give it to Octopath because it's just a cool return to form.
It's a very well done art way to do 2D, 3D.
Yeah, creative and or technical achievement in artistic design and animation.
Yeah, Octopath seems like a clear cut on there.
Return of Obra Dinn.
That's very unique looking game.
I would honestly say Obra Dinn, just from the things I've seen, just because if we're going for art direction.
Yeah, it's between Octopath and Obra Dinn.
Like, the 2D sprites on a three-dimensional background is a very good art choice. I don't know. Oprah Din just had.
It's very unique.
Yeah.
Skip. Best score / music presented by Spotify.
God of War, so Spider-Man, I'm going to say right now.
God of War, Spider-Man, Ni No Kuni 2,
oh.
And Octopath, and Red Dead. I'll give it to Celeste. Celeste is bumping.
I haven't listened to Celeste's soundtrack. Again, I need to play that game real bad. It
bumps so hard because it's all like super jazzy. Yeah.
But the nice orchestral pieces of Spider-Man. Like you swinging through the city and hearing this grand orchestra start up. You're I'm a hero.
My biggest gripe with, and it's not even really a gripe, it's with Octopath, is that it has like a couple themes that it just kind of revamps on. It's like each character has their own unique themes, but then like you hear the same battle themes kind of over and over again and just like different variations.
That's a JRPG.
I know. It's still good, but I felt like I was listening to a lot of the same tracks a lot of the time.
I play the game entirely on mute. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a very good soundtrack, though.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, you remember in that battle, episode 6 of Yuki Yuna? That was the score.
Ah. Best audio design presented by Dolby. I voted Celeste already.
Yeah.
Call of Duty 4 Black Ops. Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Sorry. Forza Horizon 4. That's my vote. God of War. Spider-Man. Or Red Dead.
For audio design?
For audio design. I say Forza. All those cars sound uniquely different. And there's just so much nice ambient background noise in that game.
Or is it because you're a Forza nerd?
I don't even play Forza. I don't have any of them.
Every time a Forza thing comes, I'm like, I need to buy that game.
I really do.
I'm going to buy that game.
I want to buy 3 because of the Hot Wheels DLC.
It's like you and FIFA, where every time a new FIFA gets shown,
I almost bought it today. I'm going to buy a FIFA this year. I almost bought it today. I just don't want to because Ronaldo's on the cover.
We'll just wait till next year then.
Yeah, out of protest.
Hey, can I get a copy of this, but without Ronaldo? Like, I'll just take a blank cover too. Like,
well, it doesn't help that like some of the Spurs are in like the new commercial that EA has. It's like Dell's over there scoring a goal. I'm like, yeah, or Mbappe. It's like, yeah, my boys.
Man, that's a tough one. I guess I'll go after you.
Be better. Is Thwip better than Car?
But it's not just Thwip. It's the ambient noises of New York also.
Yeah.
God of War is actually relatively silent.
Yeah. Because it's... There are... 1, 2,
it's like it's, you're either listening to...
There are 6 people in the whole world.
Yeah, it's like you're either listening to...
water rushing. Water. Or Atreus talking.
Or, Headman? Fuck, what's his name? It's been like 6 months since I played. Fuck, what is his name?
I don't know why a mirror jumps in my head. I know that's not right.
Mimir.
I had the mirror.
Like,
right.
You're either listening to Mimir stories or just like
boy
water rushing.
Boy.
All right. Best performance: Brian Descartes as Connor in Detroit Become Human.
He is
Christopher
good.
Judge as Kratos in God of War.
He was good.
Melissa Anthe Mahout as Cassandra in Odyssey.
She's good.
Roger Clark as Arthur Morgan in Red Dead. Or Yuri Lowenthal as Peter Parker.
Oh, but Yuri did such a good job as Peter.
God.
Don't make me choose.
That's so hard.
My vote's Connor. We're moving on.
No, you just said don't make me choose. Hold on. No, I'm choosing Cassandra. Cassandra is boss. Like, God, she has so much personality. I love her so much.
But Connor learns to become human.
But Peter Parker.
Yeah,
he was the Detroit.
Yuri Lowenthal and was like, man, that's like him and Laura Bailey together. Like, that's such good chemistry they have in this game.
Skip, like, move on.
Oh, it's too hard.
Can't I already voted for Connor. Games for Impact.
Cassandra.
I'm glad it's a Z2 moment. You're like, yeah, I already picked this one. Moving on.
I don't think any of us ever played. Okay. Games for Impact. 11/11, Memories Retold. Celeste. Florence. Life is Strange 2, Episode 1, The Missing J.J. Macfield in the Island of Memories, which is a super artsy game. So Games for Impact is for a thought-provoking game with a profound pro-social meaning or message. Life is Strange. That's my vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They usually have good messages.
Although, well, it's like you're playing as a minority and there's fucking racist people all around in that game.
Celeste is also really, is a really cool idea of just like the whole like, the mountain, it, like climbing the mountain, is just an analogy of like, no, you got this. You can do this, even if it seems hard.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Best indie
Ain't
game.
No valley low enough.
Celeste. Dead Cells.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the... What's indie. The best name? Ooh, okay.
Celeste, Dead Cells, Into the Breach, that's my vote, and Return of Aubergine and The Messenger. So I really like Into the Breach because it's like, it's a kaiju simulator.
Yeah.
And then it's done like, if you lose, time continues.
Mm-hmm. It's got by the people who did FTL.
Yeah. And like a game of Into the Breach takes like an hour at most, whether you win or lose.
But Dead Cells was also good.
Oh, my jewel.
Celeste is really good. Fuck, that's a tough one. There's so many good indie games out this year. Please stop messing with the rhinestone.
I was going to blow into the microphone. I realized that would be a good bad idea. Skip it.
Celeste, sure.
I haven't played any of them, so.
Okay. Skipping. Best mobile game.
Oh, fuck. Nope. Here we go. This is my time to shine.
Donut County.
That's a good one.
Florence. Fortnite. PUBG Mobile. Reigns. Game of Thrones.
Outside Donut County.
You're just a hole in the ground trying to eat stuff.
You get bigger by eating more things, and there's actually a story behind it.
Remember when Zach got really excited about Katamari?
Yep. Dun, 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 dun. We were going over all the things that's coming. Dragon, like, yeah, this.
Not out yet.
Pause.
That, you
but really, what about Katamari?
The week that comes out, you're just going to be seeing me just like jamming as I'm like just rolling things on my Switch.
You'll leave your room? What?
Yes, I know.
Best AR/VR game. Astrobot Rescue Mission.
I'd say that because everyone's raving about it.
But it's Beat Saber.
Beat Saber.
Oh, fuck Beat Saber.
Firewall Zero Hour.
The Oculus is on sale again.
Tetris Effect.
Oh, fuck.
My vote goes to Tetris out of principle.
Oh, I gotta go Beat Saber.
I'd say Astrobot. Cool. Everything I've seen.
It does look pretty adorable.
And every, like all the things I've seen, it's like, yeah, best PSVR game. Astrobot is always number one.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is the
Beat
C category.
Saber is so fucking good.
Best action game.
Fuck yes.
Oh,
Blobs 4.
Yeah.
Dead Cells.
All right.
Forsaken.
All right.
Far Cry 5.
Okay.
Mega Man 11.
Not Mega Man 11. It was, don't get me wrong, great game. Glad they went back to form on Mega Man. It's nothing really new outside of the Double Gear system.
Dead Cells is pretty cool.
Dead Cells is cool. Forsaken. Destiny 2 is just Destiny 2. It's... Again, it's not like...
Blops is Blops.
I vote Dead Cells because it's something different.
Yeah, I'd say Dead Cells. Dead Cells. Everything else is just kind of a rehash with new things added.
Best action-adventure game.
Yes.
Odyssey.
Fuck you.
God of War.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
Spider-Man.
Fuck you.
Red Dead 2. Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
I haven't
played it yet, but things I've seen looks great, but... Best action-adventure game.
Oh, man.
This one, I'd put God of War off the side because that's more of a narrative.
Yeah, I would say Odyssey.
When I think adventure, I think of the wide, explorable world. The
game is literally called Odyssey. Like, you're on an Odyssey the whole time. Granted, the last, like, little bit is a kind of anticlimactic.
That's why I said, like, it's...
It's very, yeah, it's very open-ended.
Like you're going to put more on the end of this, right?
Well, I mean, that seems like what they're going for with this DLC. It's like, all right, we're expanding on...
The Hidden Blade.
That pyramid scene, though.
Yeah.
So many questions.
It was like, oh man, that's so cool. They tied
that. Oh, and like the main character goes in the pyramid and that one thing happens.
You don't go into the pyramid.
No, there's this.
Never mind.
This is an origin, Zach.
Should we just.
Well, no, we'll put that later when we talk about Spider-Man. I'd say Odyssey.
Yeah,
actually, I might walk away at that point because I do want to eventually play the game.
Odyssey?
Yeah.
Even though most of the game's been spoiled for you by watching me.
That's fine. I really don't know what's going on. Because you usually do that, I'm on my phone or I'm playing my Switch, so I'm not paying attention.
Depends. Has he seen all the, you know, like, big overarching Assassin's Creed-y things?
No.
Okay, then you didn't really miss.
I got home and Steve was like, look at all the people I've killed, except for this one. I'm like...
I mean, the side stories are some of the best, in my opinion. Like, the characters are so unique in that game. And, like, every side quest feels satisfying.
So, Spider-Man or Odyssey?
I gotta go to Odyssey.
Best role-playing game. Dragon Quest XI.
Oh, fuck you.
Monster World.
Fuck
Monster
you.
Hunter World. Ni No Kuni 2.
Yeah.
I love Ni No Kuni. Octopath. Pillars of Eternity.
Ooh. Oh, wait, I didn't play. I was thinking of Divinity. Never got around to Pillars.
Dragon Quest XI.
The only one I
haven't actually
on
started playing it yet, but I've seen like the first hour of it. Dragon Quest. It's a Dragon Quest game.
I'm skipping it.
They're fantastic. Octopath.
I really want to play Ni No Kuni. I have the first one laying around. Best fighting game. You ready? I'm going to say it right just for you. Blaze Blue. Cross. Tag. Battle. Oh, Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Oh, fuck you.
See? Saying it right.
Oh,
Soul Calibur 6.
Ah, fuck you.
Street Fighter 5 Arcade Edition.
Eh. Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Kami's finally getting pants, apparently.
What? I don't really care.
Yeah, it was something I saw.
Dragon Ball FighterZ, hands down.
I mean, of the bunch, it has a story.
It has a story. The visuals are great. It's a pretty balanced fighting game outside of Boo.
Smash isn't on that list since it's not going to be out
yet. Best family game. Mario Tennis Aces. Nintendo Labo. Overcooked 2. Starlink. Battle for Atlas. Super Mario Party.
Super Mario Party, duh.
Overcooked 2.
Super Mario Party, duh.
I had more fun playing Overcooked than I did Mario Party.
We haven't
played
Overcooked 2 yet, have we?
Yeah, I'm going to get to Overcooked.
Not with you guys.
Oh.
Played it at work.
That's cool. Overcooked whore.
Yeah. You can say I'm...
No, we can't.
No.
Super Mario Overcooked. Party. 2 out of 3 says Super Mario Party.
What about Labo?
What?
Best strategy game. The Banner Saga 3. Battletech. Frostpunk. Into the Breach. And Valkyria Chronicles. Into the Breach is my pick.
Never got around to Valkyria Chronicles.
Frostpunk is really cool, too.
I've heard it's pretty cool.
It's steampunk, but very frost.
Pretty. Looks very pretty. Also, apparently, like, tanks people's PCs for some reason.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that game. Best sports game. FIFA. Forza. Mario Tennis Aces. NBA 2K19. And Pro Evo Soccer 2019. Forza.
Sure.
Sure.
It's either Forza or FIFA.
Interesting that Madden's not on that.
Yeah,
list.
But two
soccer games, yeah. But no Madden.
Soccer's a big deal. This is the first FIFA game to take you through the Champions League.
We're in America.
Yeah, this is the Game Awards. It's everyone's choice. Worlds will collide, Steve.
And yet there's no Madden on there for America.
Madden.
Best multiplayer game. Blobs 4. Forsaken, Fortnite, Monster Hunter World, Sea of Thieves.
Forsaken or Monster Hunter?
I would give it to Fortnite out of principle.
It's going to be Fortnite.
2 million concurrent players a day.
No matter Fortnite. What we vote, it's going to be Fortnite. Because all the kids are going to see it and be like, Fortnite! Yeah!
Best student game, Combat 2018, Dash Quasar, Jira, Lyft, Recharge. We're skipping that category.
This category isn't for us.
Best indie game, Donut County, Florence, Moss, The Messenger, Yoku's Island Express.
Did we
skipped it.
Did we go over indie games already?
No, debut indie game.
Oh,
Donut County.
From studios. Yeah,
Florence.
Donut County.
I don't know what Florence is.
It's a mobile game. It's like an hour long from what I hear. It's pretty short.
Best esports game. Cisco. Dota 2. Fortnite. League of Legends. Overwatch.
Just because I can't give it to the other toxic communities.
Yeah, I'll give it to Overwatch. The Overwatch League was pretty damn good this year. And the fact that I can't give it to League of Legends out of principle, even though everybody lost their damn minds at the KDA video. It's like, yeah, and then you had a giant lawsuit that you're not allowing your female employees to speak out again or in support of.
Best esports player presented by Omen by HP.
Zach.
Sonic Fox. Tokido.
I know Sonic Fox.
Yeah. Uzi. Simple. Sorry, Swampel. It's
no,
number one. Swampel.
It's simple.
And Jonak.
Oh, Jonak.
Jonak. I'd have to give it to Sonic Fox just
because
he's
I would give
it to
Sonic Fox too because he's.
He's a fantastic fighter.
He's a gay furry who's won like two.
Doesn't he fight in his fursuit?
He wears Sonic like.
Well, no, he wears like fur ears.
Yeah.
It's like one of those hats that has the.
And he
arms come down, and it's just furry.
And he has so much swag because he doesn't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, I'm a furry, I'm gay, and I'm the best fucking fighting game player there is.
He knows that he's good at fighting games too.
Yeah. Does that category. Best esports team. Astralis. Cloud9.
They did want a lot of CSGO.
Fnatic. London Spitfire. OG.
So OG.
Astralis and Cisco.
Yeah, I know what other
Fnatic and LoL.
I know every team they're referring to.
But they also have the game that they're attached to.
Yeah, it is important. Since Cloud9's over.
Spitfire and OWL.
I would say Cloud9 because they had such a damn good year because their CSGO team won one of their major tournaments in the beginning of the year in Boston. London Spitfire is technically owned by Cloud9 and they won Overwatch League. Cloud9's League of Legends teams went from 10th place to semifinals of Worlds, which was like unheard of them ever doing. So it's probably going to be Cloud9 just because they have such a big fan base. Astralis is like the best CSGO team right now. They've won like 5 major tournaments this year alone, which is insane. And then OG had like a legendary Dota 2 run. I know, I'm talking about a lot.
How long
ago
did you skip past that category?
Cloud9, there.
I was like 4 categories down. But back to the next category. Best esports coach. Reaperd. Paparcel. Zonic. Dylan Falco. Yamato Cannon. Yannick.
Oh, I love Yamato. It's Reaperd. Reaperd's such a
cool.
fucking amazing
Best esports event. E-League Major. Boston 2018. Evo 2018. LoL World Championship. Man. Overwatch League Grand Finals. The International 2018.
My vote's for Evo just because those have all the great fighting
cool.
games.
Cool. Best esport hosts. Golden Boy. Machin. Anders Bloom. Shox.
Is it SJO?
Yeah.
It's Shox.
And Red Eye.
Stay gold, Bloody Boy.
Golden Boy. Golden Boy is really fucking good. And he's hosting.
Best esports moment.
He's hosting The Rock's new TV show.
C9 comeback win in triple overtime versus FaZe.
I watched that.
G2 beating RNG.
Amazing.
KT versus IG base race. That OG's massive upset at LGD. Sonic Fox side switch against GO1 and DBZ.
Sonic Fox, go.
That's
content creator
sure.
of the year.
Sure.
Oh, I hate this. Dr. Lupo. Myth. Ninja. Pokimane. Willy Rex.
I'd say Pokimane. Just
I only know Poki and Ninja.
I like Myth.
And I don't want to give Ninja my vote.
Yeah, Ninja's been kind of a dick recently from what I've been seeing.
I love all the memes that come up with, like, Ninja where there's a girl at this event and it's just him, like, running away from a crowd.
Well, recently his thing has been just, like, banning people or reporting.
Stream sniping.
Yeah.
It's a Lenny Landon meme.
He's just reporting everyone.
Good old Landon.
That's what all the Fortnite streamers are doing. And that's why Lana made a meme out of it. If they die, it's because someone stream sniped them.
Streamer, by the way. That's what gave me up. As we were talking, I was like, oh, you stream snipe. I'm like, no, I don't. Shut up. I was like, oh, I'm a streamer, by the way. Streamer BTW. I'm like, you watch Laser Beam, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Going on. Reggie Fills.
Oh, we're fine.
No, you
teases something big for the Game Awards.
You skipped one.
I moved.
Oh, the Russo brothers presenting at the Game Awards. Avengers?
Avengers game question mark?
You know, the secret Sony or Square Enix project?
Well, it's not secret. We know Crystal Dynamics has been apparently working on this.
They released a teaser like a year ago, and everyone talked about
it.
Like,
it's been 2 years.
Has it been 2 years?
It's been a while.
That's how long this goddamn year has been.
Yeah.
Did you know there was an Olympics at the beginning of this year?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We got the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics in February.
Shit.
Yeah.
I remember that because everybody thought it was in North Korea because of the similarity to the name of Pyongyang. Pyongyang. I think that's how you say the North Korean capital. I don't know.
But anywho.
Avengers game?
I'm thinking more likely it's going to be Infinity War.
It's going to be the
Infinity War trailer. Avengers 4 trailer.
It'll be that. Maybe the Crystal Dynamics.
I was going to say, maybe they'll be like, and as a bonus extra, Shazam.
Yeah.
But not really Shazam.
Exactly.
Captain Marvel.
Descends from the ceiling. Have you seen... So Funko actually like leaked something by accident. That... So they're releasing all the pops for it, the show.
Okay. I need to
and,
have more coffee.
Or the movie. And there's Carol in the red and blue and gold. And then there's also Carol in the sea green blue. And it's like, Captain Marvel. And then, Vers. And everyone's like, what the fuck is Burrs? That's Carol in a blue-green outfit. It's like, maybe this plays in the fact that Carol doesn't remember who she is when she crash lands on Earth. And she used to be the Kree Burrs.
I mean, that seems kind of what they're going for, is she doesn't know who the fuck she is.
Yep.
Who am I?
Who am I? Yeah. So Reggie's also going to be at the game.
And it's as he would. Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Yes, okay. Fils-Aimé.
The head of Nintendo
America. Show me more
Bea.
Show me more Bea.
Because there was a video of Reggie and Jeff Keighley playing, I think, Smash Bros. Or Mario or something. And they were joking of, like all the grandstanding from the Game Awards is going to be stolen away from or by Smash. Because while the Game Awards are going on, Smash technically releases.
Yeah.
And so Reggie's like, well, I guess to make up for that, I'll have to come to the Game Awards and bring something big.
Waluigi Smash.
It's like, don't you tease with me, Fils-Aimé.
Maybe they show off Bayonetta 3, maybe Metroid Prime 4.
Waluigi Smash.
I would love it.
Those are like the only two. I mean, well, they could reveal Fire Emblem finally since we've got. Well, we didn't know
we got the trailer.
That's right, we did get
the
that
cinematic
trailer.
Trailer.
We did get that trailer. So.
The Three Houses.
My guess is Bayonetta 3 or Metroid Prime.
Watch him just pull something out of nowhere.
It's going to be completely... Well, yeah. I mean, they did that last year with Bayonetta 3. It's like, hold on. You think that's all I brought?
Look, it's Reggie Fils-Aimé. He does whatever the fuck he wants, and no one cares. Because he's Reggie.
He always comes out with like the coolest little direct videos, too.
Well, and
Reggie's like cool. The Reggie Olympics, the Nintendo Olympics.
Yeah, my favorite moment was at the Nintendo World Championship in 2015, I think. 2015 or 2016. Where they brought, like, one of the top Smash players up onto stage to play against Reggie. And of course, Reggie was getting his ass kicked. And the guy tried to make a jab and was like, oh, maybe you should work on your Smash skills. And without missing a beat, Reggie stops like, yeah, you spend 16 hours a day playing Smash. I spend 16 hours a day running one of the biggest companies in all of America. Fuck you. Reggie, bitch.
I can't wait to see what game trailers we get at the Game Awards, though, because I remember 2 years ago at the Keighley's was when we got Psychonauts.
Oh,
still
yeah,
waiting on that.
Real.
I pre-ordered.
I did too. It's supposed to be this upcoming year.
I think last year we got Bayonetta. They showed off the Champions Ballad DLC for Zelda. I'm trying to think of what else.
Last Death Stranding, I think, wasn't it the first reveal?
It was one of them, that one of the first question raising trailers of.
I think that was the Guillermo del Toro.
I think it trailer. Was.
I think it was the Guillermo and Mads Mikkelsen one.
Yeah.
I just like Keighley a lot.
Keighley's cool.
Waluigi Smash. Just wait. It's coming.
Or you can just be happy with what we got.
See, you're not going to be
Look,
up. Me and Steve are going to be the ones watching it on Thursday night.
I have
going to be?
You're going to be asleep, probably.
What time's the Game Awards?
It's like 7 or 8. Seven to nine
God
or something.
Damn it, I want to sleep. I'm going to sleep.
You could stay awake and not go to the gym on Friday morning.
That's a funny joke.
Instead of, you know, going every single day in a week.
You have to.
Every day.
I also went twice on Wednesday.
Although my schedule's going to be jacked this week.
Fallout 76 Collector's Edition Bag Fiasco is next on our list. It's been a huge thing, so... Bethesda announced in the collector's edition for the game, like I think it's the $200 edition, they would get this really sick, cool canvas bag.
And it looked really good.
And they didn't give that out, and so they got a nylon trash bag.
A cheap nylon bag. However, nope, there were people who got the canvas
bag.
We'll
get there. So, the big thing was like, oh. So, when the first person like reached out via social media about it, they said, oh, it was too expensive to make. We didn't have enough materials, so on and so forth. But then it also got revealed that...
they sent it to the media.
Content. Or what's the proper term for content creators that are producers? Like, content managers. So they weren't actively paid by Bethesda, but they were given these gifts to talk about the games.
It's like, yeah, the gifts had the Legendary Edition in it, and those had canvas bags in them, so that if they got reviewed on these videos, they're going to be like, yeah, look at this nice, awesome canvas bag. Meanwhile, normal people who actually cared about the game to spend that money on it got a cheap-ass nylon bag.
Yeah, and Bethesda is... sinking down a giant rabbit hole of destruction.
Did you see the new meme? I don't know what movie it's from, but it's James Franco and then just some old guy, and they're on the hangman's noose. And James Franco is EA, and then Blizzard, Valve, and Bethesda are just these three old guys. Like, first time up here, right?
Maybe Your Highness?
Maybe? I don't know. But I'm just like, oh, man. Yeah, it's like Blizzard was thrown under shot themselves in the foot this year. Bethesda did it. I don't know what Valve did this year, but apparently they did something.
Still no Half-Life.
No Half-Life or Portal 3.
Oh, maybe. Just a reoccurring thing.
Bethesda IRL. Shunned. You've left a poor impression on the community and may be shunned as a result. And it's from Fallout.
Yeah. Actually,
it's like the whole set Fallout 76 thing has just been a disaster. The game was Skyrim Monopoly.
Sorry. It's just the ongoing meme of Monopoly being everywhere. But yeah, Bethesda
really screwed the pooch on that one.
There is something else that came out too this past week that was about Bethesda sucking dick. And I can't remember what it was. I think I sent it to you guys in chat.
Can you hear Mike? Oh. You're like half an inch down. You can lower it, you know.
No, it's not fun.
Why?
I don't know. Anyways, yeah, it seems like a lot of game companies, and it's like, yeah, the fact that there were actual canvas bags that were passed around that people didn't pay for, it's just like, I don't know, a lot of people aren't too jazzed about the multiplayer of 76 either. Like, it's just very much like,
it's been buggy as all hell.
Yeah, it's a good multiplayer game, but it's not a good Fallout game from what I've heard.
Well, and I saw a video of like a server got together to kill a world boss, and the drops just looked garbage. Like, they killed it, and it was like a 20-minute video of a whole server killing this thing, and the guy whose video was, he got like a sword out of it. And then you hear other people like, I didn't get anything to drop for me.
Influencers was the word I wanted.
Yes, yeah. Influencers.
But not the Power Armor Edition people. It's really, it's just like,
it's the fact, I think it's more, it's not so much the fact that they didn't get the bag. That's part of it. But it's more of the fact that it's like, oh, they knew that they weren't going to be able to deliver these. Didn't tell anyone.
Didn't change the pre-orders until after it got out via social.
And didn't, it's like, people are paying how much for this collector's edition? Like $200 or something?
Didn't even send a warning out of like, hey, the bag's material is going to change. If you would like to change a pre-order, cool. But now they're like, maybe they just won't notice.
See, in Final Fantasy 15 land, the most expensive collector's edition came with a $150 action figure. That's
pretty sweet. In Square Enix land, most expensive edition of Kingdom Hearts 3 comes with three of those action figures, which is why it's like $300.
It makes me imagine, like, crap, who was it? Capcom?
Oh, yeah.
That did the Easter eggs for the Infinity Stones.
Awful Infinite Edition.
And not even to talk about the Captain Marvel statue that was in there.
Like, what happened?
Did you take a blowtorch always before you sent them out, or...
Guys, the bag isn't nylon. It just hasn't finished loading in yet. It's really sad.
You gotta wait for the patch.
Yeah. To fight. It's
literal
it's
patch.
Yeah.
The year where Capcom is a good company with free DLC and Bethesda and Blizzard are known for mediocrity and scandals. That's 2018 in a little nutshell. And EA is doing a decent job. We still don't like them some days.
They're doing okay.
EA is EA.
And then Ubisoft rose from hell.
They've been rising from hell for the last like 3 years, and they've ascended now.
They broke out of the coffin that was Assassin's Creed Unity launch.
And then they also went back into the coffin for aesthetic update, but then they're like, listen. Bad.
No, they didn't go into the coffin. Someone gave them the aesthetic update shield to start digging their own grave. Yeah. And then it's like, we don't want this shovel anymore.
It's like Vivendi popped around the corner, and they're just like, nope, you can have the shovel, we're fine.
All right, Sue, are you ready for the next topic?
You mean the topic I put on there? Because I'm so fucking psyched.
Dragon Ball Super, Broly trailer.
New trailer.
And it canonizes one of the most important parts of all of the movies.
Broly's origin.
Gogeta!
So we got the better other fusion.
The better fusion.
The Goku-led fusion.
The better fusion.
I wonder, so...
Tell me, where in Vegeta is Goku's name?
Gogeta.
He gets... In Vegito.
Yeah.
He gets an O. Vegito.
Cheeto.
Where's the Ito from? Vegito.
It's V-E-G-I-T-O.
Did they add it? Did they just like eat a bag of Cheetos while they were fusioning?
Well, apparently Gogeta was always supposed to be canon, but they just never had the chance to put him in the show.
And so they put him in the best movie fusion reborn.
Yeah.
But now he's gonna be canon. And not just Super Saiyan. He starts base form, then goes Super Saiyan, then goes blue. Ah!
You mean Super Saiyan.
Sorry, yes. Al Roker, Super Saiyan. But here in his Super Saiyan blue form. God damn it, Al Roker.
He tried.
It would be kind of neat if it was just Super Saiyan.
I mean, his hair's almost that color, right?
Well, and in Japanese, it's Super Saiyajin.
Yeah.
That's why when people like abbreviate, it's SSJ.
SSJN.
Not SSJ.
SJW.
So
Saiyajin Warrior.
So it's like, I remember back in like the Z days, it's like, all right, if you fuse into Gotenks, it's 30 minutes. But if you activate Super Saiyan 3, you even have less time. Well, is Super Saiyan Blue like a minute?
Well, and they brought that in with Vegito also. Like where when they finally like changed it to where, no, it's permanent if you're gods in your fuse. So like Supreme Kai, if you fuse with Supreme Kai, that's permanent because there's a part of a god in the fusion.
They're stuck in fusion mode?
Well, that's why...
in the original version.
That's why Kibito Kai was stuck that way. And they're like, yeah,
terrifying.
If you fuse this way, you're stuck as Vegito forever. Then they defuse and they're like, oh, cool, something in Boo. But then Super, they're like, nah, that's stupid. There is a time limit for humans. And if you go Super Saiyan Blue, it lessens that time.
Also, they could explain a way of having really cool character with really cool attacks and then get everyone back to normal.
Well, because there was a, I don't know if it was fan made or if it was a spin-off manga of if Vegito never split. And it was like,
how long until the Vegeta counterpart just like blows their brain out?
Well, they fuse into a new being. They're no longer Goku or Vegeta.
That's why the speech is, I am no longer Kakarot or Vegito or Vegeta. I am Vegito.
Kakarot Vegito. No, it's still not.
Yeah, it still doesn't work. That's weird. No matter what.
I always thought it was like they just finally, like, they're working in unison. For
no, once. They're just, that's more Gogeta.
Yeah, their mind is fused. The only different, like, the only thing that could be the, yeah, it's the split people is the voice.
I am the left arm and right leg.
Form, arms, and hands. Yes. Like, what are you, like a Saiyan Voltron or?
Yeah.
But, Gogeta. He's canonized.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. And I am just really appreciative of the fact that Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball has been around as long as it has. Because I always get kids, whoa, you watch Dragon Ball? I'm like, Dragon Ball's older than you are. It's older than me. You watch Naruto? Yeah.
Naruto's older than you. I'm older than it, though. Suck it.
Yeah. Nerd. Naruto came out when I was in middle school. Wow, you must be old.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, kid.
But then you look at him like, 800 episodes, and that's just Shippuden. Another 220 for Naruto.
How old is One Piece?
873.
Steve's loading. All right. So Dragon Ball Super Broly was great, and now we come to the weird news of the week, where Netflix cancels Daredevil
after like a season where everybody loved season 3. Like, I didn't hear anything bad. Things bad about
I wonder
it.
If it's just so there's been contradicting reports whether or not Daredevil is coming to Disney streaming.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it will. I think it's too adult. Because remember, there's a scene of Kingpin crushing someone's head in a car door.
I see you read the same exact article I did with the same exact example. Yeah. Weird.
Like, it's like, let's be real. Like, yeah, the Disney streaming service. Die, die, die.
I love that comic.
Something doesn't add up here.
Yeah. Oh, neat. Jessica Jones. Well, she's still
alive.
They're now. Yeah. How long until, like, all right, they do her season 3 and they're done here?
Introducing
on she's because Jessica Jones is the only one left that isn't canceled now.
Jessica
right?
Jones and Defenders, technically.
Well, then, no.
Punisher.
And Punisher.
Punisher. Which is getting another season?
Maybe at this point, maybe.
I didn't realize it was out, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, God. It's been out, it came out, like, before Defenders.
Again, Netflix's biggest problem is like they just release stuff and don't tell anyone. It's just, like, unless you follow like all of the threads.
I was so on board with all of the Marvel shows, and then like after the past season of Jessica Jones, I'm like, I'm done. Like, it's...
I didn't even get through Daredevil season one. I got through, like, halfway through. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
I watched Jessica Jones season one.
That's the only one I've seen from
some of Defenders and some of Iron Fist. And first season Luke Cage was pretty good.
Yeah.
Didn't realize Punisher was out. I really hope that they find a way to do more of those characters. Like, Charlie Cox does honestly kill it as Matt Murdock in Daredevil. And Vincent
D'Onofrio.
Yeah, is such an awesome kingpin. Like, those guys do such a wonderful job with those characters. But it's like, it seems as though, since Netflix is doing the axing for these shows, maybe, like, Marvel Disney was asking for more money to have those.
I don't think they were... I think it might be a, we don't want to pay licensing.
Yeah, it's like, we're creating our own service.
I think it's Netflix's, like, wet dream goal of, like, we're going to be all original content.
Yeah,
but it's like, true. But your all original content is, you pick up the dubs for you Japanese TV shows. You literally just
buy the shows and then put your little brand on
for
them.
For the anime, a lot of their live action stuff has been self-made.
And true. Mediocre. Like, the movies.
I would say, just what out of all the ones you've seen, the Bleach one's like... Well, wait, that wasn't even Netflix.
No, done, it was. That one was specifically contracted by Netflix.
And Warner Brothers Japan, though, right?
Yeah. Like, that one was like a joint deal.
Yeah.
That one was decent.
I was really excited for iBoy to come out because I love the book. And then the movie came out, and I'm like, oh, okay.
You tried Maisie Williams.
Or I love the To All the Boys I Loved Before. That was such a great movie. Such teen drama.
Netflix is hit or miss right now on their originals.
Yeah, Netflix's game is like, we're just going to keep buying shit. Like, we're going to buy the streaming rights to Evangelion because, you know, nobody's had those for like 20 years.
So what, no one wants to bring Seven Deadly Sins to America?
Well, got it.
Netflix.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
A lot of Netflix is like, that was a good Netflix movie. I don't think of it. Like, I categorize it on its own
level. Yeah, it's like...
level.
I feel like it is its own level, just because it's, like... It's not, like, low tier, but it's, like... It's, like, somewhere in the middle of, like, low and mid tier, I feel like.
You're not going to go out of your way to buy the Blu-ray, but if you see it on Netflix, you're like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great point. But you know what's going to be awesome this month?
What?
All of Runaways drops in a single day.
Oh, shit, it does.
And they released a trailer for it like a couple days ago.
Yeah. And I think they're doubling back on Nico being magical and not scientific.
And we got Into the Spider-Verse, which is like the highest rated Spider-Man movie of all of them.
Everyone's saying it's the greatest Spider-Man movie ever.
That's next week. And then we got Aquaman the week after, which is also getting solid reviews.
John tried to buy out a theater. So it was going to be like
Justice
a...
Justice Presents Aquaman.
Pretty much. It was going to be like a HOJ meetup, but I can't remember. I think he was telling me AMC wouldn't get back to him. He was only able to get like 10 seats, and now it's just like an employee-only thing.
Oh, he should try
to... Go to Alamo.
Yeah, I need to look at Alamo seats for Spider-Verse.
I showed you the picture of John from the holiday party, right?
Yeah.
Where he's just wearing the Aquaman undies. Because he didn't have an ugly sweater, so Ryan and Eric bought that for him.
Dude, I just bought a new ugly sweater.
Did you see Silent Planet has ugly sweaters?
I almost bought one.
I almost did, too.
I went to Pop-Up Tee. Because they had them on sale, and then you can get like 35% off your order with a Black Monday code. Or Black Monday. Cyber Monday code. And there were two that I was debating between. I went with the one I got, which you'll see when it comes.
Well, my Batman one was like from Merchoid, and I'm still trying to get return value off that. It was $60 when I bought it.
That's it. I think I, with shipping and tax and everything, I think I paid $30 for my ugly sweater. But the other one I wanted was the top of it said, "There is no Santa in this dojo." It had Cobra Kai on it. And I was like, oh, so tempting.
I would have bought a Make Them Suffer one. Just says suffer and then holiday.
The holidays are suffering sometimes.
Can't wait for that hoodie. It's only the next paycheck. I'm going to buy it. And it's just going to be my new hoodie for work.
No, work.
Gym. For sports season.
The gym one will work too.
Yeah. All right. Please recharge your phone. Blue and Gold Reunion Tees for Heroes in Crisis. I'm going to cry.
He's going to break your heart.
But do you remember what Steven's dark guess was?
He's going to kill him.
The evil shit I put on you on why Booster was in Sanctuary to begin with.
No, I honestly don't remember.
Ted's dead, baby.
Nah, Ted was...
He watched him die, and that's why he's in Sanctuary.
He's watched him die before. He's...
Right. He's watched, probably watched him die one more time. Like, fuck it, I need help.
No, he got taken to Sanctuary because he brought back Martha and Thomas Wayne, and then they died, and then Batman killed himself in front of him.
Yeah, you know that whole thing? He's like, I'm going to bring back Batman's parents.
It's going to be the greatest present ever. And then he got tortured.
Oh,
for years.
God, I fucked up everything.
Ted's going to die.
Shut up.
Again.
Ted hasn't been around.
Yeah, okay, where has there been a bright spot in this event so far?
Okay. Yeah, that's your whole thing. It's like, Tom King, as much as we like him, he has, like, tortured you with Booster Gold. What evidence do we have that does not say that he's going to torture you further with Booster Gold and now Ted Kord on the same page?
Where in this series of death and murder and PTSD makes you think that Booster and Ted are going to live a happy life?
The fist bump.
Yeah, that could be the dying fist bump.
Let's talk about how, like, the Sanctuary is time traveling thing.
Yeah, let's talk about how the Sanctuary is, like, the exact opposite of what
should have been
therapy thing should have been, where it's like, yeah, poor Lagoon Boy reliving his trauma over and over of getting shot through the chest. You have Wally having his family virtually recreated for him via the Sanctuary computers. Like, there's no human compassion or wonder here. It's just like, this place is fucked up.
Now again, I ask, where do you get this ray of hope from?
Because with blue and gold, there is always hope.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe that is what will save it.
However, the turning point.
With blue and gold, there's also death.
Maybe this will be the plot twist of, like, no, Ted and Booster are here to save the day.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't. But
Ted's going to die.
Shut up.
I'm preparing you for the inevitable.
We're trying to soften the blow.
I'm trying not to let you get your nose. Yeah, it's Ted and Booster. Great adventures. Oh, he's dead. Fuck everything.
Maybe this is the point where we get a blue and gold spinoff book. You don't know.
I hope, right?
You know, Tom King's going to come out. It's going to be like, blue and gold, that was the ultimate endgame. They're making out. They're best friends.
The longest con.
Sorry, what was that last part?
They're best friends.
Before that?
They're making out.
Okay.
You never know. Booster's never actually dated anyone.
Let's go on adventures and fight crime.
You don't know where he lands.
Hold hands.
You don't know where he lands on the sexual
robbery.
Spectrum.
I don't know. Maybe go on a date and fight crime. And what was that last one? Fight crime?
Go on two dates.
Touch tips or something? I don't know.
It just makes me, like,
I just think
back to, crap, what was it? Mr. Miracle, where it's just Scott getting drunk outside of a bar with what?
Ted and Booster.
Yeah. You know, Skeets still might be evil in the series. Who knows?
Skeets is endgame.
Yeah.
Skeets is the reason the Sanctuary exists. He's the murderer. Skeets is the murderer.
I can see it.
But that's two big events where Skeets was the main bad guy.
And that's when
was Skeets the bad guy?
Can't tell you.
Like, not even the event.
It was 52.
Oh, okay.
Where he wasn't the bad guy, it was actually Mr. Mind inside of Skeets, which is the big twist of 52. Ah,
that sounds just so like a children's, like, science show. It's Mr. Mind, kids!
Oh. Yeah, he's the brain-controlling caterpillar. Not even kidding, that's like...
You're still pitching a Disney show.
That's just a parasite.
Here, let's start talking about Doom Patrol. All right.
Good, I brought the acid for everyone.
All right, so last thing we're going to be talking about today is a Steve topic. Steve talks about Spider-Man.
It's fucking amazing.
Spider-Man.
I want to play it. You have it on disc, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It came physical with my PlayStation. They did something I didn't know was possible from all the years of stuff I've seen with Spider-Man.
Good Spider-Man game.
Spider-Man 2 was great.
Okay, since Spider-Man 2, sorry.
Even before Spider-Man 2, they did something I didn't think was possible even before that. They made me care about Doc Ock.
You should read Superior Spider-Man. Because I hated the concept, and then I started to feel bad for him.
Like, they fucking made me care about Doc Ock. And the fuckers made me cry at the end. I'm not going to spoil that, but fuck them. Like, I'm just sitting there, I feel like, you're not going to do it, are you? You're not going to do it. That's a neat fake out. Cool fake out. Nice. Oh, you did it. Fuck yourselves.
From the clips I saw, something I really appreciated that a lot of people are starting to do is they're getting rid of this whole, like, oh, I have to protect the ones I love. I can't let them know that I'm Spider-Man. I'm like, I'm glad that him and Mary Jane are like on the same page with that. Like, I'm glad they know, like, she knows about his secrets.
I want to talk about Spider-Man issue 10, but we can talk about the game first.
Continue.
I was going to let me get back on track from, but all the characters, they do such a great job of, like, even the Sinister Six, they don't really introduce them until the last quarter of the game.
Really?
Like, they mention them here and there, but
it's the E3 demo.
Yeah, like, that's that E3 demo.
That's not the beginning?
That's, like, the last start of the last quarter
of the game. Oh, wow.
The beginning is leading up to, well, it starts with Fisk and then the fallout from that, and then it goes to Mr. Negative. And then once you finish that part, then you get to the Sinister
Sinister Sticks.
They're going to send you to the River Six.
They're actually going to rock out some tasty jams.
Some 80s techno jams.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
I love Genesis.
That was Sticks.
I know, but I love Genesis.
But it's such a fluid game, too. Like, when you're webbing around the city, they do the perfect blend of motion blur to where it's like when you're going fast, the buildings are going to go by and it's going to blur everything, but it's not choppy. There are a couple moments where, like, if you're not at the right angle at a certain building, you're not going to shoot up to it.
Right.
And that gets a little frustrating in, like, the speed challenges where it's like you have to go and disarm these bombs.
Fuck, speed challenges. This is my worst nightmare.
Like, you have to go defuse these three bombs in the quickest time possible. And I've done each bomb challenge like at least 10 times, just learning the best route. And like, I'm going to zip here. Don't do anything here. Just kind of float, let it, momentum take you, then grab here, go there. But outside of that, just going around the city is so much fun. And again, the great orchestral music that starts up every time you start a web zip. It's like, you feel like a superhero.
It is pretty cool.
And the cast was amazing. Yuri Lowenthal was a great Peter Parker. Laura Bailey was a great Mary Jane. Darren DePaul, fucking fantastic JJ. And it's so good. It's just so good. Fuck.
Nice. Side note, I didn't realize how stacked the Darksiders 3 cast was. You got Liam O'Brien, Darren DePaul, Sissy Jones, there's like four others. I can't remember the name. I'm like, holy shit, this lineup is stacked of voice actors.
The only bummer on that is they have a new watcher for Fury, so it's not Mark Hamill this time around.
Oh. Never played a Darksiders game.
Oh, it's so good.
Brandon tried to convince me to get it, and I was like, nah, that's one of the weird Brandon things.
That's good. It's like his adult version of Zelda, almost.
Thought that was Dark Souls.
No?
Could be.
Could be.
I don't know. Matt also really tried to convince me to play Breath of the Wild. I'm like, nah, I haven't really played it.
I have it on cartridge.
I know, so does Steve.
Oh, wait, but then I'd lose my save. Because no. I think, oh, wait, no, you can have multiples. That's right.
It's by the console, yeah, not that's by right. save, by cartridge. It's not like Game Boy Advance. So the one thing I want to talk about, because you brought this up, in Spider-Man issue 10, it's a Black Cat Peter Parker story. And Black Cat, so, you know, they used to have a romance thing. She knew who he was. And then, like, at some point there was a magical mind wipe that everyone forgot Peter was Spider-Man. I think it was Brand New Day.
Yeah, it was to, like, revert.
One more day,
it was
Brand
revert
New Day.
The Civil War.
Yeah. Reveal. So, like, of the people that know Peter Spider-Man, it's MJ and J. Jonah Jameson currently, which Chip Zdarsky killed it on that issue where Peter reveals himself to J. Jonah Jameson. But so Felicia is sitting there. It's like, I don't even know who you are anymore. I remember our romance. I remember your kiss. I remember your voice, but I don't know who you are. I try to picture who you are behind that mask, but I don't know you. And it's just like this really heartbreaking moment. And Peter just takes his mask off in front of her. It's like, my name's Pete. And he feels so bad for her because she's sitting there crying. She's no longer a crime lord either anymore. So that's kind of like
how long will that last, though?
Yeah. So it's kind of like, well, it's you know, Marvel, so we reverted back to square one again
at some point.
But it's like she's really happy that she's trusting him with the secret. And again, they used to go to high school together, because who didn't in the Marvel universe? And then Peter's laying down with MJ.
I just thought of something else I need to
and
go back to the
Peter's game like, I told Black Cat who I was again. Are you mad? And she's like, no. And it's like, oh, cool.
Yay, we're getting past that whole concept and trope.
Yeah, Peter and MJ, like, Nick Spencer has killed it on Spider-Man. Like, I miss Dan Slott so much, but Nick Spencer is doing a great job on that. He's doing a great job on Archie. Like, I think once he got, once the idea of having civil politics in Captain America left Nick Spencer,
he was like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
I don't think he has any regrets.
He's probably like, yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
Whatever. Steve,
your one thing?
I don't know why. But they do a good job in the game of not ignoring other New York-based superheroes.
Yeah, like, isn't Doctor Strange's house an Easter egg?
Yeah, well, you take pictures of landmarks all over New York, and one of them is Avengers Tower, one of them is the Sanctum Sanctorum, to the point where when you take a picture, it even pops up saying Sanctum Sanctorum. And Peter makes a little quip of like, it's like, I've seen this house so many times, but I always feel like there's something strange going on. And like, ha! Wow. But I did have the thought, the MCU thought of, if the Avengers Tower is in New York, and you have the Sanctum Sanctorum, and there's Hell's Kitchen, where the fuck is everyone else during the Sinister Six part of this?
They're trying to like control downtown Manhattan or something.
Not even.
You know, Harlem's only like a block, so Luke Cage is there manning down the one part.
And yet I have to go save Harlem.
Never mind. They're all probably on an Avengers mission or something.
Steve, but did you find shirt with Spider-Man?
I did.
Yes.
He is straight up in the story. Where you go to a Halloween party and there is a shirtless Spider-Man. Also, you'll appreciate it because I know you bring it up every time there's something Spider-Man related. You do get called Tiger.
Nice.
Hey there, Tiger. Good.
When you're going off to fight someone, she's like, go get him, Tiger. And I'm like, ah! Spider-Man.
Did they ever mention Gwen in the story?
No, she's dead.
She did.
Oh, she did.
This is 8 years into Peter being Spider-Man.
Ah, okay.
Actually, no, because Norman's not Goblin, so she might be around.
I don't know what Earth this is.
Okay.
It might be their own.
Because there is...
It's their own Earth, because he's in Spider-Geddon, and Doc Ock recruits him for his team.
And you also have Miles and... another post-credit spoiler that you're like, this is definitely a universe we haven't seen before.
Yeah. So I really appreciated this in Spider-Gwen. I'm not actively reading it, but there's a panel of them trying to recruit other different spiders to fight Doc Ock and the Superiors. Not the Superiors, the Inheritors. And it's like, well, this one is a Tyrannosaurus Rex called Spider-Rex who has the abilities of a spider.
Give me that story. I don't care. Give it to me.
And then they're like, and there's also Spider Cop, and it's a Spider-Man
with a mustache.
The police cop and a mustache over the mask.
Amazing.
And Spider-Man from the PS4 game is there. It's like, oh my God, he's real. Recruit him.
And then there's Spider's Man,
who is literally just
a giant glob of spiders.
Yeah, he's spiders who think they're human.
They think they're Peter Parker.
Yeah, they think they're one person.
Peter fell into a vat of spiders and just his body never came out.
That's terrifying.
And he was already Spider-Man at that point.
That's so fucking terrifying.
I'd quit. Like, as soon as it's like spiders kind of like,
nope, quit crime. I'm out. I'm done.
Please arrest me. I will go to jail for any length of time.
And it's really sad because like Gwen is all like, oh, Peter, come back. He's like, but I'm not Peter. And then it's the classic, the Spider-Man costumes, then the trash can. And he's nowhere to be seen.
Hmm.
I'm trying to find the Spider Cop.
I've seen the Spider Cop one where it's like, in the
back. He's just around.
It was so great.
I think I might buy tickets for Spider-Verse to the Alamo for next week. I think I still have money on the gift card. I need to check that.
All right. Is that everything?
I think so.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Cool. So thank you guys for listening to a brand new episode of the Z2 Podcast, where three friends gather around this table bringing in a topic for your amusement. If you like that, you can go over to iTunes, Google Play. I don't know why I got into the kind of funny
podcast services around the globe,
and leave us a review, give us a download. It helps us move forward into that algorithm. another big thing that you need to do.
Oh my god, it's incredible.
Did you just show it to him?
Spider.
That is amazing. If you pan left, there's Spider-X.
That's as far as it goes.
Oh.
That is amazing.
There's also Red Hood Spider-Man in there, too. He has a badass leather jacket. But
dude, the Spider-Man Mark III armor is straight up Red Hood Spider-Man.
Yeah. Also, if you like us, be sure to tell a friend for a pyramid scheme so we can get more active listeners. Also, if you ever want to communicate with us, you can hit us up on Facebook. You can hit us up on Twitter. You can also hit us up at
ztubepodcast.com/comment.
And leave us your message that we'll read live on air for you. If you want to talk about how great porgs are, I'm your guy. I almost bought a porg desk lamp today.
Of course you did.
It's a terrible lamp.
Is it just a light up porg?
It's so great. God. I was like looking at it, I'm like, I'm already getting this Pikachu Funko. Did we talk about that at the top of the show?
No.
Or was that our pre-gaming?
I think it was for the show.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. As always, we love you, Internet. So long. Farewell. Thwip, thwip.
Bye-bye.